We finish this hour in Houston, Texas, in the middle of heavy traffic. A fire was reported yesterday on the Houston Shipping Channel. That waterway stretches for more than 50 miles, and it's lined by oil refineries and chemical plants. Last year, the channel briefly seemed to be in the path of a hurricane. Hurricane Rita landed elsewhere, but a major disaster or terrorist attack in that shipping channel could be a nightmare for a nation that depends on Houston's energy industry. It could also be a more immediate crisis for Houston. Pier 41, where these fire trucks have come, is just 5 miles from the center of one of the nation's largest cities. Fortunately, this is a practice drill. It is an effort to test emergency response efforts. In this full-scale exercise, responders touch and feel the disaster. Six firefighters descend through the Cape Trinity. That ship is a floating warehouse as long as 2 football fields. It just returned from taking vehicles to U.S. troops overseas. The firefighters have been told the trouble is 3 decks down in the engine room. They labor behind oxygen masks in hot and heavy gear.
We don't have confirmation there's a fire, no.
These men are the vanguard of more than 20 agencies to come, and they face a situation that's rapidly changing.
Control division calling command. I've got a report from the engineer that they have one lost firefighter from his crew.
A firefighter is down, and that is just one complication emergency workers face in this exercise. There is an oil spill reported as the fire burns out of control. Firefighters across town gauge the imitation toxic fume. Coast Guard teams with assault rifles and bomb-sniffing dogs secure the pier.
Chief Ham, we have all interoperability set up between Fort PD and Houston PD. Now, if we need to get some of your guys together, let us know.
The FBI considers whether terrorists were involved, and the shipping channel is shut down entirely. All that oil business waits for an end to the crisis.
What's going to eat our lunch, I guess? You know, what's going to kill us in the end? Well, if we don't get things opened in time, that'll start being our pressure points.
As this mock emergency goes on, key officials gather across town in Houston's command center. They want to know what's happening, and they're expecting even more complications as the hours go on.
At 0600 tomorrow, the majority of the oil is going to have moved back up in here because the tides are coming inbound tonight.
Okay. This readiness exercise in Houston went on all night and into this day, and our coverage will continue tomorrow. We will learn whether terrorists were involved, how much oil money was lost, and how these teams reacted to a disaster almost 1 month before a new hurricane season begins in the Gulf of Mexico. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.